Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
She went sub 49, like not many athletes in the world have ever done that, you know, so it's just fantastic running.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball Breakfast,
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Now, Evo Mani is with us. There's a top of the table clash this weekend between Shells and Galway. How are you getting on?
Yeah, good. I think as a team, we're just very excited for it. Going into this game now, we had training Monday, training tonight, training Friday. I think all eyes are on the weekend, so we're looking forward to it.
So three training sessions in the week of a game like this, how intense are those? Is there any intensity to it? Is it just kind of running through shape? What's that like?
Definitely Monday and Wednesday would be more intense. Friday would be more tactical. Short and sharp stints, you know. But yeah, we definitely want to manage our bodies for the game on Saturday. So
this is your first season with Shelburne?
Yeah, correct.
And when you arrived, did you expect to be challenging for titles at the top so quickly?
Definitely, yeah. I think Shelburne do have a great reputation of just being one of the top dogs in the league, and especially playing with Cork City. You know, before I went to the States, I always kind of looked up to Shelburne because they play like good football. So I knew that was a club I wanted to join if I was to come back.
And how easy was it? How did that all happen? What's that? So we'll get into the American stuff in a minute because it's really interesting. So the decision to come back and play football in Ireland, how did that all come about?
Yeah, I think I was definitely kind of the opinion that I wanted to be close to home, but close to home football. I think definitely if you're in Europe playing football, it's easier to kind of be noticed and, you know, and be on the radar, because when I was over in America, I was definitely off the radar for a bit. So that was probably a leading choice in making the decision.
You have played for Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess that's the ambition to get back to there.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it definitely is the ambition, but at the same time, I'm kind of just, you know, putting in the work every day, you know, just following my own path, seeing what will happen, and hopefully good things happen, but you never know.
Talk to us then about going to America. You went over to Boston first,
yeah,
and then to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
On football scholarships or?
Yeah, football scholarships. I decided to do that to like pair education with football. I think that's obviously a huge thing in the women's game because of the money and everything like that. But so I saw other players do it, like Heather Payne went to Florida State. I said, why not? Went over to Boston College, was in the ACC top league, and then I decided to push on further to the University of Texas, which we got in the Sweet 16 last year. So, not a bad college.
Yeah, they take sport pretty seriously. People might be familiar. That's where Rashida Adeleke is training at the moment and was in college.
Yeah, no, I think we just won the Coaches' Cup. So we're going to the SEC, which is a different conference. But most of our teams left the Big 12 with a conference title. So it's pretty good.
So intense or kind of just a natural attitude of winning? What's that actually like when you're in it?
Yeah, I think you're kind of surrounded by people that are like just much better than you. I think even looking at the track team, like Rashida, she's surrounded by Olympians every day in, day out. Like one of her teammates literally just broke the collegiate record for the decathlon, and he's broken the all-time history for decathlons and things like that. I definitely think just the standard of athlete there is crazy, you know. You pair technique with athleticism and then you add the money on top of it. It's crazy.
The recruitment is obviously excellent,
yeah,
but what you get when you are recruited, I presume, is absolutely top of the range as well. So can you talk a little bit about your experience and what UT did for you in terms of increasing your game or improving your game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, because we were in the Big 12, we have a good football program. We are lucky to have a lot of money. Our facilities are top notch. Like, so for the Texas soccer team, we played in a 30,000 person stadium. We paired it with the track team, which was nice. But yeah, so we get like chartered flights places and things like that. But yeah, once, you know, you pump money into training and stuff. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is like we recruit the best coaches and put the money into the coaches. And I think the standard of our gym is like really good too. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Because most people will be familiar with the football team and seeing Matthew McConaughey at their games and all that sort of thing. But it does feel that there's like a proper passion for sport in general. It's not just their flagship men's American football team. It is a really equitable system which promotes all sports. And obviously the soccer program will be a big program there anyway. But even sports that are less renowned than soccer are getting that same attention too.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, I think women's softball there's like famous people tweeting about them for our Texas softball team because they won like national championship. They're like, these girls are unreal. And then Drake came to see the women's basketball team. And I think it's really cool just to like say it's in Austin. So I'd be walking around Texas and like there's people just wearing the hats and stuff. And it's a franchise, you know, so everyone's kind of invested. And yeah, it's really nice. Like, it's a very supportive environment. So,
as a player, it must be amazing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think it's nice to know that you have a backing no matter what. So, yeah.
How do you come away from that? Is there a come down off that at all?
Or I was going to say, there's no charter flight to Shell at the moment.
I don't think so. I think they're kind of unnecessary, like, perks. You know, I think the main thing for me is just enjoying football because, like, at the end of the day, I was doing a community event last night and one of the little girls asked me a question. She asked, like, why do you want to become a player? And all I could think of, I was like, I just love kicking a ball around a pitch, like, simple as. So, yeah, like, I know, obviously, here, like, we don't get, like, chartered flights or anything like that, but I don't think that matters, to be honest. You know, I think just enjoying the game is the main thing.
It would be quite a Taylor Swift move to get a charter flight to P-Mount away.
Yeah, I think we'll do it next time, you know. You never know.
It's a landing strip pretty close to P-Mount.
Yeah.
Would you recommend, if parents and kids are talking to you in the future about like the pathway? And so loads of your contemporaries, I suspect, went to England, and that's probably going to be open to anybody who goes reaches the age of 18, is to go to England. And the English League has obviously had a massive injection of money even in the last 3 or 4 years. So would you recommend the opportunity to go to America and take advantage of the scholarship?
Yeah, like I think when I was younger, I was jealous of my friends going to England because I was like, oh, like, you know, they're definitely getting a head start with the whole soccer thing. And then going to America, I realized like this experience, like my character has benefited so much more. Like I'm much more of a rounded person than just a footballer. So at the end of the day, I think like it's a great decision for like being a person and stuff. And then just with the standard of the league and stuff, like I'm playing, there's about 4 US under 23 girls on the Texas team that I played with. So the standard's pretty good as well. So I don't think you can make a wrong choice. You know?
So you get the best of both worlds,
really. You do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so after Texas, you went and played for North Carolina Courage. How did that happen? What's the...
Yeah, so with being in university, you obviously can't play pro, but over in America, there's this USL League, which is semi-pro slash kind of amateur. And North Carolina, so Denise O'Sullivan's team, they have an under 23 team. So I was able to play 2 summers over there.
Okay, while you're in college.
Yeah, to keep me fit.
Time, right.
Yeah. Just, you know, because, you know, game time's the best. But yeah, so actually one of my teammates right now, I played summer league with her 2 years ago and she's over from America playing for Shelburne.
So. Okay, right. So good contacts there as well. Were you always a centre back, left centre back, left side? What's the position in the future?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere but goal, to be honest. No, but yeah, to be fair, I think just because I have the left leg, it's nice to, you know, work that left side. But I used to be a left winger and gone, you know, it depends who you're playing, to be honest. But yeah, left back, left centre back, number 6 even, yeah.
And where did you play for Ireland when you got your caps?
Left back.
Right.
Yeah.
And Are you in contact with the Ireland management setup? Are they? How does that even work?
Not at the moment. It works like you just kind of get like extended squad email, right. Squad email, things like that. But yeah, I've been keeping up with it. You know, they're making moves. So.
Right, and like all you can do is continue to be in a team that wins games.
100%.
You missed the first few months of the season because you were finishing at college. So are you totally finished with college?
Yeah, so I'm continuing my studies online. I'm currently in two summer classes right now, and then I just have a couple more classes to take for the next semester online. So.
And will that be the end of your degree at that stage? Or
yeah, so I was able to condense my degree in 3.5 years. I'm studying psychology with a minor in educational psychology.
Okay.
But yeah, that gives me the opportunity to kind of fast track whatever I want to do because I did go to college when I was 19.
Right. And is there a crossover? Are you giving pep talks to your team and saying, hey, listen, don't worry, don't sweat the small stuff at halftime? They're turning to you and going, what should we be doing? Why are we failing here?
Oh, no, I'm brand new to the team now. I don't want to overstep at all. But yeah, for me personally, I think I took a sports psychology class last year and the things you learn from it, it's just, it's mad. It's really good.
Was it good? Yeah.
Yeah, very beneficial.
Like instantly you could kind of apply stuff to training sessions and matches and...
Yeah, because I think like no matter what your career is, you always go through hard stuff, whether that be just a bad training session or a year-long injury or things like that. And it's nice because there are guidelines that you can apply to the big stuff and the small stuff. So you learn a lot.
And is that an area that would be of specific interest to you in the future, or are there other aspects of the... Because I mean, obviously there's a million different careers you can have as psychology.
That's the pro and con, really. You know, sometimes you want a career path set in stone and sometimes you want options. Sports psychology is very cool. I'm very into high performance psychology in terms of like the business world and sports. I think, you know, getting the best out of the people you work with is really cool. So,
do your teammates come looking for advice?
No, I don't think they even know I study psychology yet. No.
And do you have a team psychologist?
We don't at the moment.
Right.
No.
So this could be a potential opening there at some point.
Maybe.
It's a fascinating one.
You're like hypnotising the manager to make sure that you're getting picked.
Game time.
And have you, like, without disclosing that you're a psychologist to your teammates, have you, like, analysed the psychology of your teammates, you know, described a few of them as mentally strong, I'm sure? And
Yeah, I think, like, there's such great role models in the team. Like, for example, Pearl Slattery. Like, it's, you know, even just her sheer experience in the league, it's great to look up to. But in terms of just my teammates, like, they've been so welcoming and stuff. And they're gas at the same time. Like, they're so funny. We have a great crack at training. So we can put in the hard work and actually have a laugh at the same time, which is nice.
Yeah.
Why has the season been so good so far? Why have things clicked?
Well, from what I've experienced anyway, I think we hold ourselves to a high standard. Like even just we were playing Treaty the last weekend and it was a tight game, but we weren't playing our best. Like we weren't playing our 1-2 touch football and we could see ourselves getting frustrated. And I think there's a pro to getting frustrated, but there's a negative to getting frustrated too. The pro is that, you know, we expect a lot, but the negative is that it affects our performance again. But yeah, we came away with the 3 points, which was nice. So yeah.
You scored the winner in that game?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. You know, I think just getting the winner is obviously great. Like it was a scrappy goal, but like a goal's a goal, you know, anything for 3 points.
Is the ambition to get back to England, to go to England at some point? Or would you be happy to have a dual career here and a day job and play football at a high level in Ireland? What's the medium-term ambition?
Yeah, the medium-term ambition ideally would be to get to England to take my career as far as it can go, to be honest. I think, you know, the worst you can do is try and fail. Like, it's not bad. Like, you can go and see how you get on. But I think, you know, I'm a ball of potential, so I want to, like, test myself. But yeah, I definitely want to aim for the highest level and see how I get on.
What about the States?
The States is good. I think they just kind of launched a new pro league as well. So you have the NWSL and now you have the USL Super League. So there's two pro leagues, which is nice because there's so many players, like the sheer number, like the size of the States, it's mad. So yeah, there's a lot of options too, even in Europe, everywhere like that. I think just the women's game is growing in general. So I'm at a time where the options are just growing and growing.
Where are people from your Texas team at in their careers at the moment?
Yeah, so a lot of us, a lot of the Texas girls, they came as mid-years. So they also condensed their education into 3.5 years, which means that in December, they can either enter into the draft or go pro somewhere else. So the main thing about getting recruited for Texas is that one of the questions Angela Kelly asked, like the head coach, is, do you want to go pro or not? So we treat it like a pro environment in terms of like game time, everything like that.
I mean, did she ask you that question?
Yes, and I said yes.
So then what happens? Did you go into the draft?
No, I didn't. No, I don't think the draft, I think the draft is great, but it's great for American players because they have a huge resume built up in the States, whereas coming back here, I'm known here, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, you kind of want to...
Is there a bit of politics involved in that?
I say there's politics everywhere. I'm not too sure. You know, I don't get involved in that. But there's just such a great standard over there that sometimes it's better off to go to Europe first. And yeah.
One of the conversations we were having when there was that rumour about Denise O'Sullivan potentially joining Manchester United is how the styles of play in the WSL and the NWSL are so vastly different, which is not something that I think we appreciate here. If your style of football was suited to one of the leagues, which one would it be?
Oh, I definitely say European, to be honest. Like, I think it's incredible what I've seen over in the States in terms of athleticism. The girls are just phenomenal in terms of just speed, acceleration, gym, power, everything like that. And then in a team like Texas and like Florida State, when you pair that with technical ability, like, you have just unreal players. And I think... even in terms of like the World Cup and stuff, you can see like that's happened with France now. France are athletic and they have the technical ability. But for me, I'm more technical. So I think definitely European, England, Ireland, everywhere like that suits me more.
Right. And how do you get to the levels of athleticism that they're at? Or how do you counteract the advantage that other potential candidates for your role might have?
Yeah, so I think... to be fair, we have a lot of resources. We had a lot of resources in Texas that you can use. I think we need to implement more kind of speed programs and things like that. All the girls I used to play with did track and field when they were in high school.
Right.
Our PE is a bit different, you know, it's a game of rounders here, you know. But yeah, definitely just... consistent work on like speed and stuff, hitting your top speeds each and every week.
And so do you need to do that on your own as well as the training you're doing with the team?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I'm definitely someone who likes to do extra work anyway, but it's nice to have like a goal in your training and like have actual purposeful training. Because yeah, hitting your top speed actually has so many benefits that people don't even know. So
that's kind of mad, isn't it? The physical education that you got is a drawback compared to some of your contemporaries in the US, like another third world country. And yet it feels like the education that you got in physicality is on a level way below what some of your counterparts in the States would have got.
Yeah, I think I don't know what it is, to be honest. Maybe just growing up, you know, it could be to do with schools, anything like that. But I definitely think that athleticism in the States is definitely kind of put on a pedestal. So they praise it. So they put more effort into it, I guess.
Yeah, I know that there's loads of investment going in privately from kids who want to make it into speed coaching separately to the soccer coaching they're getting. But obviously, if everybody was getting speed coaching as a matter of course, it would just benefit all the sports.
It'd be great if it was free.
Yeah, totally would, yeah. Well, we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
And we'll definitely be keeping an eye out for you. So I'm not going to ask you for a prediction this weekend because that would be unfair.
A bit biased.
Yeah, best of luck with it. Right, on tomorrow's show, myself and Owen are heading off to our very special Off The Ball Breakfast BYD Roadshow in Cabra tomorrow evening. So the Lunatics are taking over the asylum. It's Adrian and Nathan in the morning. They're going to be joined by Michael Meehan previewing Armagh Galway. Alan Quinlan previewing the URC semi-finals. Al Foran is live in studio to tell us why you had to be there and much more besides. It is June 12th, so happy birthday to the albatross around Aston Villa's neck, a.k.a. Philippe Coutinho. What age is he?
I'll defer to you here, Eva. There was a guess for how old Philippe Coutinho is.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble here. Just going to keep my mouth shut, to be honest.
Got to be in his 30s now, doesn't he? 31?
32. Happy birthday, Philippe. Sling your hook. Canadian soccer legend Christine Sinclair. How old is she?
35? 38?
Keep going.
No, she's not 40.
Keep going. 41.
Wow.
Still playing for the Portland Thorns. I'm reliably informed by Emma. And Brian Habana. How old is South African rugby legend Brian Habana?
43.
41.
Oh, wow.
Have a wonderful Wednesday. Thanks, folks.
Off the Ball. Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.